August 18. God is truthful. John chapter 3, verses 31 to 35. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. The man who has accepted it has certified that God is truthful. For the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God gives the Spirit without limit. The Father loves the Son and has placed everything in his hands. These scriptures have sometimes been seen as a continuation of what John the Baptist said to his followers, but are much more likely the writer's comment on the whole chapter. They bring together in a concluding summary much of what's been said to challenge the reader. Where are you in this? Where do you stand? John is drawing out the implications of John the Baptist's contrast between his ministry and Jesus' ministry. There are three contrasts, each pointing to Jesus' preeminence. 1. Jesus is preeminent as to his origin. He is from above, meaning from heaven, from the very presence of God. By contrast, John is from the earth, and so completely human. Jesus is therefore above all human witnesses, including John himself. Secondly, Jesus is preeminent as to his word. Because Jesus has come from the very presence of God, he testifies to what he has seen and heard. The words he speaks are God's words. Because God is the very essence of the truth, so too are the words of the one who has come from him. Even John the Baptist, the last and greatest of the prophets, spoke God's words as he heard them. In contrast, Jesus is the Word of God. And thirdly, Jesus is preeminent as to his resources. The Spirit of God is given to Jesus without limit, in contrast with the limited measure God's ministries in the Old Testament experienced. But God has given his Son more than just the Spirit without limit. Everything he possesses has been made available to the Son and has placed everything in his hands. In the middle of the above passage, John laments, "But no one accepts his testimony." Jesus came into the world to make his Father known, to testify to the truth, and to bring people the offer of eternal life. But generally, people did not accept his testimony. But then these words are added. The man who has accepted it has certified that God is truthful. The term to certify was used in a commercial sense to describe the sealing of letters or sacks to guarantee no one tampered with the contents. So here it means the person who believes that Jesus' words are true in every way is putting their own seal of approval on God's truthfulness. To accept Jesus' testimony is to declare you believe God is truthful and Jesus has faithfully delivered God's very words, the words God gave him to speak. Have you certified that God is truthful? Do you believe Jesus spoke the Father's words? If you do, you've given your own seal of approval to what God said and Jesus repeated to us.